You're listening to Live at Dubai Duty Free Irish Open Radio, hosted by the Rory Foundation.
Well, it's been a punishing first day at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open as the course and the weather join forces to test the world's very best golfers. But while one Irishman toiled, another triumphed.
This is an amazing round for Patrick. The way he's putting, you've got to fancy his chances. He set the ball rolling. He's liking it, and it's dead centre. What a putt. This man's on a serious charge. He's loving this first day.
We're here from Padraig Harrington and from the world number one and tournament host Rory McIlroy, who was among those who found Royal County Down just too much to handle on day one. Hello and warm welcome from me, Richard Kaufman, and the rest of the Live at Dubai Duty Free Irish Open radio team. Over the next 20 minutes or so, we'll be looking back at all the stories from the first day here at Royal County Down. Sue Thurl and Raymond Burns, former European Tour Player Challenge Tour winner, alongside me. We'll look back at all the stories of the day and, of course, hear from those who did manage to shoot an under-par score. But he's the world number one. He's the tournament host. It's inevitable, isn't it, that we start with Rory McIlroy. Can you believe it? Finishing today at 9 over par, 9 bogeys, 9 pars, adding up to a round of 80. Well, it's got to be a big surprise. We know he missed the cut last week, Raymond, of course, at Wentworth, but I don't think any of us saw that number from Rory today, did we?
Well, I say there's nobody more frustrated than Rory, but at the end of the day as well, our expectations were so high of Rory. I think the whole public was, the expectations were so high for him to go out and do what he normally does. And unfortunately, the weather was a little bit colder this morning, and he just didn't get off to a good start. And unfortunately, he just hit greens in three and started two putting and missed loads of putts, and he just didn't get any momentum at all in his game. After 9 holes, I thought maybe down the first and second, third, he got a couple of birdies, but he just kept the bad momentum just kept going and going and going, and he couldn't even get a birdie at all in the golf course. It's very unusual for Rory McIlroy to play around the golf without a birdie.
Yeah, we should remember he's won 3 times this year, so, you know, listen, it's just one blot on the landscape, even if he wasn't to make the cut, which is still a possibility, of course, but as Raymond's saying, no birdies on the car. His worst score in Europe since he shot an 80 at St Andrews at the Open Championship in 2010. What does he do tomorrow? I mean, is it just purely shoot as low as I can, see what happens, and if I make the weekend, it's a bonus?
I think he's got to try and do that, Richard. You're absolutely right. He's got to look at his swing and everything he does and just trust in his technique and just ignore the fact that today was as horrible as it was. People will ask questions, of course, about his schedule. Is he playing too much golf? 5 successive weeks of golf, perhaps beginning to take its toll. And no one can know, apart from Rory, the weight of responsibility of having his foundation host the golf here this week. He's taken it very personally. And he's put a lot of effort and time into making sure this event is tip-top. It's been a magnificent day of golf. The course is in excellent condition, and the quality of the field is all down in many ways to Rory and the Rory factor. Unfortunately, the one thing he couldn't really control today was his golf game, and yet those stats are extraordinary. No birdies today. I mean, I don't know how many years it is since that's happened to him, but it's not the Rory we've been used to seeing in the last 12 months, Richard, is it?
No, 36 putts as well over those first 18 holes. And speaking in the pouring rain after his round, McIlroy, of course, wasn't making any excuses.
I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, I don't want to blame outside factors. I just didn't play good enough today. I played well off the tee. You know, I felt like I drove the ball pretty well, but the closer I got to the green, the worse it sort of got for me. I'll try and analyse what just happened out there. And, you know, with these squally showers, it's hard to really get any sort of productive work done on the range. So I'll go to the gym and sort of mentally regroup and get ready for tomorrow.
So the goal, I guess, would be then to make the cut first and then see what happens.
Yeah, just to make the cut. I missed the cut the last 2 years at the Irish Open, so I don't want to make it 3 in a row. So I want to at least go out there tomorrow and, you know, fight for it. You know, try and claw my way back up towards the cut line. And if I can sneak in there, that would be great.
Yeah, just one player from Northern Ireland has won the Irish Open. That was Fred Daly at Portmarnock just after the war. Rory, of course, I don't think he's dreaming of winning this Irish Open right now, but hopefully thinking, can he play 72 holes of golf? As you heard in some of that weather out there, it wasn't easy. It was coming down with rain after he just concluded his round. And he wasn't the only one who struggled in that group. The current US Open champion, Martin Kleimer, playing with McIlroy, also found things a little bit tough. He finished on 8 over par, 79 from him. The other member of the group fared a little better, didn't he, Ricky Fowler? And we'll hear from him a little bit later on. But back to the other end of the leaderboard, and there's no doubt conditions this afternoon were more favourable to lower scoring than the scores of this morning. Is that fair to say, Raymond?
Without a doubt. I think the wind might have switched a little bit, especially in 15. It was more downwind. Well, it was still into the wind off the right. And I think it made the last four holes on both nines a lot easier than this morning. This morning was quite cold. The ball wasn't travelling as far. And people capitalised on it this afternoon. This morning, nobody could capitalise because there's horrendous conditions. And every 40 minutes, there was a rain shower come in and was just making so difficult to try and get a birdie and a par. People were making bogey and bogeys.
Yeah, and one of those players who did capitalise, of course, was Padraig Harrington. A new course record, of course, the old course record set in the 1930s, 66, but it's a little bit of a different layout now to the course. A 67 from Harrington, 4 over, under par. Some wonderful golf from him. Sue, you were following him around. I mean, over the back nine, he just went on the birdie trail, didn't he?
He so did. I mean, his approach play into the greens was terrific. And then his reading of the putts on the greens was just sensational. 5 birdies in 6 holes. It was quite a streak from Padraig Harrington. And then, of course, finishing it off with a par on the 18th. I mean, he just played sublime golf, Richard. That's the word I used in the conditions. And that is the word that just sprang to mind time and time again. He was just methodical and ruthless with drilling those approach shots into greens and leaving himself short putts, which he managed to put away as well. I mean, the contrast couldn't have been greater with Mikko Ilonen struggling and Sergio as well struggling just getting on the greens, never mind holding putts. And there was Padraig just relentlessly doing the same thing over and over again. It was like the Padraig of old. I think you described him as that at one point, and that's exactly what he looked like.
Yeah, it was vintage Padraig, wasn't it, back in 32 with those 5 birdies in 6 holes for that 67. It's been some year, you know, he was Ryder Cup vice captain, very much on the periphery. Said he played table tennis all week, not what he wanted to be doing. He was tweaking, he was looking for things. I remember being on the course with him, talking to him, and he was with Paul Eales, and he was asking Paul Eales about the latest thing that maybe he could do to his game. A couple of months later, he turned up in Indonesia for an Asian Tour event. He won that. A few months later after that, he goes into America. He hasn't got his tour card on the PGA Tour, and he wins the Honda Classic. And here he is, you know, Irish Open, former champion, and he's leading the way, Raymond.
What amazed me in the Honda Classic, there was like two sides of the draw in that tournament, and the windy side, Padraig just excelled. And especially the last 9-10 holes, that was very, very windy. The shot that he hit into 17, into the right-to-left breeze. And what Sue was saying earlier about Padraig's iron play today, I didn't see many of the shots, but he was just so good with his iron play, and he was getting in to good positions to be able to make the putts, where a lot of the players today were on spines, coming down spines. They weren't able to go for their putts. Unfortunately for Padraig, he capitalised on that.
And it's never dull, is it, with Padraig? I mean, just bear in mind his last week, Sue, you know, last Thursday, pulling out of the PGA Championship. And then, I mean, you've seen the pictures of him, haven't you?
I know. Well, we were talking about it, weren't we, in the production office, and talking about his chances here this week. And he was someone that we all talked about as being an excellent links golf course player because he's a double open champion, so you have to be to have statistics like that. But not too many of us were suggesting that Padraig could get in and amongst it just because he'd pulled out of the PGA last week at Wentworth with that frozen shoulder, although you're pointing at yourself, you did
no,
hit
no,
that.
I don't like to sing my own praises. I don't like to do that sort of thing.
I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but fair play, But yes, not too many of us were for that very reason, because we just weren't sure how that physio and the acupuncture was going to work on that shoulder. Yeah. And then he went to qualifying, didn't he?
But I think the fact that he did play 36 holes at Walton Heath.
Exactly, that
was
a clue, which perhaps one or two of us missed, really. But I'm sure even Padraig himself would be surprised by just how well he played today in those conditions.
We should remember, it is only day one, but he is the man who has set one of the best rounds of the day, a 67, 4 under par. Let's hear from the 3 times major champion, of course, former Irish Open winner as well, who admitted he did get the better of the day's weather.
I would think it is ideal conditions. We didn't like the rain out there, that's for sure, but a testing breeze out there is what this golf course is made for. You know, it's very playable in the wind. There's always a place to miss it, a place to, you know, if you play smart golf, there's always somewhere you can hit it where you can get it up and down from, or, you know, leave yourself an uphill putt. Whatever it is out there, there's plenty of ways to get around this golf course in the wind. So, yeah, I, for one, was happy to see it.
When you were on that tremendous run of birdies, did you enjoy it every bit as much as you seemed to be? You looked like you were relishing things.
Yeah, I'm in a good place, yeah. I mean, I was enjoying it out there, you know. It's always nice when the putts are dropping, you know. And ultimately, I could have played those holes the exact same, hit decent putts, and you know, they didn't go in, and we'd be happy with a one or two under. But the fact is, the putts dropped, and it makes it a lot easier to enjoy this game.
Yeah, fabulous play from Pordrig. One of the players leading the chasing pack is another former winner, Søren Hansen, who finished on 3 under par. Great round from the Dane. Is it any coincidence, Raymond, that here we have, you know, two former winners, two players in their 40s, putting on the show they did today?
Well, it's quite cold in Denmark as well, so they'll be quite used to the weather. It's great to see Søren up there again. I mean, he's a fantastic player, Ryder Cup player. I just thought he fell off the charts the last few years. I'm not too sure why, but I definitely think that he'll be there on Sunday evening at the end of the week, because he's very, very, very good around tough conditions.
As you say, no stranger to the cold, and Hansen also no stranger to the warmth of the Irish crowds.
Irish Open is always good. It's been a long time since I've had really good success here, but I've had great success here over the years, and I always enjoy playing in Ireland. And this place is very special, I must admit. The golf course is a treat for us. It's very, very tough layout and a tough setup, at least. So, but I'm very pleased with the 3 under, I must admit.
13 years ago, Fota Island.
I know.
Does it feel that long?
No, not really. But it's gone fast. There's like boards coming down the 18th. There's boards of each winner from the past few years, and I'm the very first one, and I was not pleased with that, because that means I've been here for a long time. But it's great to see all the support and everything here, and the course, as I said, the course is really a testimonial of golf. You know, it's the proper golf course, but a very tough setup.
Yeah, everyone's saying what a great course it is. Søren Hansen there with our reporter Nick Dye. Group of players, a further shot back on 2 under par. Danny Willett, of course, who's been in terrific form over the last month or so, particularly out in America. Søren Kjeldsen, another Dane there. And Emiliano Grillo, who's, you know, been knocking on that door, hasn't he, for a maiden European Tour title, almost won on the PGA Tour, actually, a couple of months ago as well. But Danny Willett in particular, you know, second to Rory in the race to Dubai rankings, and he played as well in the worst of this morning's weather. He's given it a good firm stroke, and he's made it. Danny Willett, that is rock solid. What an excellent putt. He has holed at least 3-4 putts like that. 4 par has been so important.
Scrappy at times, but I think you're not really going to ball straight away too much around that place with the breeze coming across you most of the day. Obviously, wind's gusting a little bit, some tight flags in there, trying to make sure you don't do anything too stupid. So, no, we kept any silly numbers off the card and took a few chances, and no, really, really solid day.
It looked like you got it going right from the start. A few number of red figures in there and good control.
Yeah, it was. It was never kind of got away from us. A couple of silly bogeys in there, but, you know, a couple of good saves. So, yeah, in terms of putting the ball in an area throughout the round, we did that. Incredibly good links golf course. You get tough weather around here and it could play brutal. So, no, I think it's a great test.
Well, it's a terrific round of golf from Danny Willett. We've mentioned, obviously, that Rory McIlroy didn't have the day he wanted. Obviously, high hopes that a local player would challenge. Delighted to say another player from Northern Ireland, Gareth Mabin, joins us now as well on European Tour Radar. Gareth, welcome along.
Thank you.
How was it for you today?
It wasn't pretty out there. I got off to a pretty rough start, and it was 5 over 3 9, but managed to bring it back and level par and post something reasonable at 5 over.
Because it's easy, isn't it, when you're on a course like this, to just keep letting it slip. So you must be proud that you actually dug in hard and managed to keep it at that 5 over par mark.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I did play the practice round Tuesday, and I kept saying to myself out there today, you know, you're over par, but don't chase it. It's the kind of golf course that the more you chase it, definitely the more shots you're going to drop.
As a Northern, you know, Irishman, how important is this week to you?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, it's just the cool, you know, I really want to play well, not just for myself, but more so for the people who have, you know, came down and supported me, my friends and my family. And, you know, maybe I can go out there tomorrow and post a good one and I can be here for the weekend.
Because we're talking about the pressure that's on Rory McIlroy. You must feel, obviously, a different kind of pressure, but that pressure nonetheless, you know, as you say, playing in front of friends and family.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's, as I said before, you kind of want to play well for them. And, you know, and I heard Rory... You know, obviously, he's donating money to charity, prize money to charity. So hopefully he can go out there tomorrow and he can shoot a mega loan and give the crowd something to cheer about.
Of course, you've had your own career and, you know, performed very well over the years, but you must be like everyone else in awe of what Rory's done over the last half a dozen years or more, really.
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about Rory is, you know, everybody said he was primed for success from his young age, but, you know, he still had to go out and do that. And, he's gone out and he's done that and he's won the majors and he's won the big tournaments and he's really turned himself into one of the best players of all time, really.
Yeah, I mean, you played with Anders Hansen out there today. He's one of those players that's in the group at one under par. Obviously, you're concentrating on your own game, but he obviously, you know, found a way to get it round. There's not that many players that are under par, so, I mean, that was pretty impressive play. The Danes somehow today, I don't know what it is about Royal County Down, but the Danes are doing pretty well out here.
Yeah, I mean, Anders, he played lovely today. He really didn't hit it in trouble at all. He drove the ball very, very well, and he could have been a little bit lower. He missed a few makeable putts, and, I thoroughly expect him to be there come Sunday.
And what are your expectations for tomorrow?
Just go out, you know, post a good number and be here for the weekend.
Yeah, it's the goal. I mean, at the moment, the cut mark, we're looking at it. I know that no things are equal, but given the weather forecast looks fairly similar, could be 4, could be 5 over par. So you're looking just to try and get it under par if you can, I suppose, tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. And if I played the way I played today, I'll be able to do that. I got to get the putter warmed up.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck, Gareth. Great to have you on board and great to get your insight on today.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Gareth Mabin there, who's going to fight hard to try and make that halfway cut like the tournament host himself. Mentioned he was playing with Anders Hansen, one of the players at one under par. There's a group of Englishmen also on that mark. Chris Wood, Matt Ford and Luke Donald. Donald getting in with a round of 71 despite an inauspicious start.
My very first hole, the 10th hole, I hit it to 7 feet and 3 putted, so, you know, gave a couple back there. But, I created some chances. I think this course is tricky, and this was a different wind to what we'd played the first 2 days, so it took a little bit of adjusting too, because I hadn't seen this wind before.
That's what we usually say, you don't play enough links. Are you relishing the chance or the creativity that's involved?
I am. I think this course is pretty good for my game. You know, it's not a course you grab driver on every hole and hit away. It's a very much a thinking man's golf course, and I feel like it kind of suits and plays into my strengths.
Yeah, one under par, Luke Donald nicely plays. Big week for him. We mentioned Harrington hasn't qualified yet for the US Open. It's the same story for Luke Donald, not qualified for the Open Championship. And of course, we should mention there's 3 places up for grabs for the Open at St Andrews for players inside the top 10 who haven't yet qualified. So Donald's got that on his mind as well as a lot else. At the top of the leaderboard, though, Harrington isn't up there on his own anymore. In fact, he's been toppled as we speak because Max Kiefer, the young German who hasn't missed a cut all year on the race to Dubai. I mentioned he had an eagle and 2 birdies, having started at the 10th on his front 9. He's just had his 3rd birdie of the day on the back 9, at the 1st, at the 3rd, and now at the par 4, 6. So that takes Kiefer to 5 under par, 1 ahead of Padraig Harrington. Fantastic play from the German. Let's get an assessment as well of how difficult conditions were, because I'm looking at you two. You know, I've been sitting in the wall for the commentary box. Sue, looks like you've had you've been out in the sunshine all day. What's going on?
I know it does. You put that very, very politely, Richard Kaufman, and I thank you for it as well. But I must admit, giggling at Raymond and thinking of myself as well, because it looks like we've been stood in a wind tunnel and buffeted for about 14 hours, which is kind of what's happened out there. I've got to say, looking forward to a little rosy cheekness tomorrow morning when we do it all over again.
I mean, Raymond, this is normal, isn't it, though?
This is just a wee draft. That's all.
It's just
with a wee bit of rain.
It's a slight breeze, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah, as you were, though, adhering to, though, Raymond, I mean, conditions, it's fair to say, were a little tougher this morning. This is what Matt Ford had to say about it. He finished on that mark of 1 under.
Amazing. I mean, on 17, for example, I have a hit tee shot in the sun, and then we're walking up the fairway and the storm comes in, and luckily enough I wasn't first to play, and actually we were kind of looking for a ball almost, but by the time we looked for the ball, they had played, my turn, the sun was back out again. So yeah, within probably 5 minutes there. We've had probably all four seasons almost in that short period of time. So, yeah, strong winds, really. Strong winds came with the rain, so it was quite strange out there.
Excellent performance from Matt Ford. It's, you know, what a story that is. You know, here's a guy at the end of last year who was thinking of working for the Royal Mail as a postman, went to Q School, you know, give it a go again, got his card. Here he is challenging at one of the big events on the European Tour, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. Great play from Matt Ford. Brilliant play, of course, by Ricky Fowler a couple of weeks ago to win the Players' Championship. Played the last six holes in six under par. And the way he started today as well, you thought, oh my goodness, here he goes again, because he birdied the first two. The world number nine, though, Ricky Fowler, well, he's right there, isn't he? Level par, a round of 71. His playing partners may have struggled, but he kept himself right in contention.
I got off to a good start. I left a couple out there early, but just really tried to keep moving forward, stay patient. Not very many opportunities where we got to play aggressively today, and just tried to have fun at times. I mean, it was pretty crazy. Some of the storms that rolled through with the rain and the wind, you almost have no control of the golf ball at that point. Just have to kind of put some things behind you, and like I said, keep moving forward. So I was able to do that fairly well. Off to a good solid start, and looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, Raymond, you followed that group, Rory McIlroy, Martin Kaymer, we know struggled. Ricky Fowler, though, kept his head above water, didn't he? It was a really impressive display.
Superb. You mean he plodded his way around the golf course. Of course, he got off to a really good start, so that sort of kept him a little bit calmer. He left a couple of shots, as he says, out there, but far by far, he was probably the best. It's the best golf I've seen today. It was probably between him and Ernie Els.
Yeah, he's a real star attraction, isn't he, Ricky Fowler? Obviously, we know he's here. He played in the 2007 Walker Cup. He and Rory have forged a great friendship. And, you know, when Ricky had won his previous two events, he did it by beating Rory McIlroy into second place. They've got some great history together. It's fabulous to see him on this side of the Atlantic, and also terrific to see that he's maintaining that kind of form he had at Sawgrass.
Well, consistency is the key, isn't it, for Fowler? And it was all of last year, which is why I know you discussed it a bit earlier, but that anonymous poll which suggested he was underrated was a bit ridiculous, wasn't it? And he played so well today, especially given... And it's not difficult, as you know, when your playing partners are having a shocker and you're playing reasonably well. It's quite difficult to maintain your focus and your concentration. But he did that tremendously today, Ricky Fowler. And I tell you what, he loves the golf course here. He says it's one of his favourite views from the ninth, looking down the fairway back towards the clubhouse and the mountains of Mourne. He likes it. He thrives here. And he played really well today. And he will fancy his chances now of building on that over the course of the next 3 days.
Yeah, he's at level par. Kira Dekaper Barmrat at level par. Of course, a winner not too long ago on the European Tour. Some of the other big names, Graham McDowell. Not the best of finishes, but a good round of golf nonetheless. One over par. Miguel Angel Jimenez continuing his fine form. Shane Lowry was playing so nicely. A couple of slip-ups towards the end, but also at one over par alongside Tong Chai Jaidi and Robert Carlsen. Lee Westwood at +3, Darren Clark at +4. And we should mention, of course, this time right now, Max Kiefer is 5 under par, leading by a shot. Well, there's still some other players out on the course. And if you want to keep up to date with the leaderboard, all you've got to do to do that is go to the EuropeanTour.com homepage and click on the leaderboard. You'll get right up to date with how things stand. Kiefer's off at 9:30 in the morning for round two. Some of the other tee-off times to look out for. Soren Hansen at 7:40. At 7:50 in the morning, Sergio Mikko Ilonen and Padraig Harrington. Ernie Els, Molinari, Lowry at 8. 12:40, Luke Donald, Danny Willett, Darren Clark, McDowell, Westwood and Jimenez just before 1 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, Cam Rory get towards that cut mark, playing with Ricky Fowler and Martin Kaymer at 1 o'clock. What are you looking forward to most tomorrow, Sue?
I think I'm looking forward to a Rory charge. I think there will be one of some description. Whether it will be enough, I don't know. But I think the pressure really, really told on him today. And he looked like a man who had the world on his shoulders and just was out of sorts with his game. But I think he's more than capable of refocusing. Whether it will be enough is the key question. But I thought Graham McDowell played really well today as well. And if one or two putts drop for him tomorrow, he could get right amongst it as well.
Yeah, Raymond, are you expecting scores maybe to be a little bit better tomorrow?
I think so. Like even the last hour and a half, 2 hours, the scores have been like a little bit of a mill pond out there, and that's why so many guys are making more birdies, even the groups that we were watching from, say, 4 o'clock. So I think Rory playing in the afternoon, a little bit warmer, a little bit less wind maybe in the afternoon compared to this morning. So hopefully I think Rory will probably do a Harrington in the back nine tomorrow, hopefully, and get the crowd going.
It would be nice, wouldn't it, to hear those Rory roars over the second day, because not a single birdie in the card from the world number one on day one. But that was the story of this first day of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation here at Royal County Down. We'll be on air from 7:25 British summer time tomorrow morning, bringing you full uninterrupted commentary on European Tour Radio as the play gets underway at 7:30. Can Rory McIlroy make the cut, or will another Irishman take the headlines on day two? You can hear us on the course and its surrounds, 107.6 FM, on the European Tour website, europeantour.com, and the European Tour and TuneIn apps. And remember, please do get in touch with us either on email. You can do that on europeantourradio@aol.com. or on the various Twitter handles at European Tour, at Irish Open Golf, at Golf Chat Live. Of course, there's always going to be surprises. There's always going to be twists and turns. Day one certainly brought that. Remember, day two, that's the cut day. Make sure you join us in the morning. But until then, from Raymond Burns, from Sue Thurl, from me, Richard Kaufman, and all of the live at Dubai Duty Free Irish Open Radio team, it's bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Live at Dubai Duty Free Irish Open Radio, hosted by the Rory Foundation.